Nearly 4,000 Ivorian refugees have tripled the population of the Liberian border village of Janson. Fleeing political unrest at home, they've found old friends in Liberia. Janson chief James Mowan lived 14 years in Ivory Coast during Liberia's civil war.
Before 1990, we ran away and go to Africa. Nobody will remain in the area. So we stayed there for about 14 years. My father said I didn't go in the camp, in the town for that years. So now when they come, I can hold them too and do my best.
Mowan is sharing his home in Janson with the man who took him in Ivory Coast, Alphonse Bade. Bade says Chief Mowan and his family came to live with them during Liberia's civil war. Now they've come to his village, along with people from 11 other Ivorian villages. Bade says they're welcome here and have been given land to farm and build houses. The United Nations Refugee Agency's Siana Zaza Kuluba says the reception in Janson's been remarkable.
They are so hospitable to the refugees. Even if services delayed in going to that community, they already integrated in the community, making their farms on land provided by the local community, and they got houses built there to shelter them also.
With the Liberian government trying to move more Ivorians into camps, Kuluba says many of the refugees in Janson intend to stay put.
During the Liberian war, refugees who left from Liberia to Africa stopped with people that also fled this Ivorian war. So those that hosted Liberian refugees in Africa don't want their host to go to the camp. They want them to stay with them no matter what it is. So those kind of refugees will be difficult. It will be hard for them to go to the camp.
Bade says it's not yet safe enough to go home, so Ivorian refugees are settling into Janson, where he says they're respected like family. We speak the same language, Bade says. When Liberians were in danger, they came to Ivory Coast. Now that Ivorians are in danger, they've come to Liberia. It's what Bade calls a fraternal union. Aid groups are in Janson to help the refugees and their hosts. The UN Refugee Agency and World Food Program are delivering food. There's free health care at the clinic, provided by the British medical group Merlin. With another 11,000 Ivorian refugees living in areas around Janson, Chief Mowan says the people of his village are prepared for the long haul, because they know how long they were refugees themselves.
I'm appealing to them to not to go yet, let it be with me. When I'm 10 or 15 years old, they will be here.
Many refugees say they'd rather stay in villages where they're closer to the border, closer to the crops they've planted, and are living with friends and family. For the moment, the government of Liberia says relocation to refugee camps is not mandatory. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Janson, Liberia.